Compliance Club Barbara.
Yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a public opinion survey about Fresno County, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates. For president, Congress, and the California state legislature. Now, the election for county office will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, sir, but what are the chances of you voting on the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably. Chance of 50-50? Or don't think you will vote?
We would, yes, I will probably vote.
Probably. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me, it means a lot to us. Now, in the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and the state office, but they skip voting for city and county office. When you vote on the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local office, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably. Chance of 50-50? Or don't think
probably going to vote. I'm probably going to vote in every election that I can vote in.
Yeah, understood, sir. Now, just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community, can you please tell me, just for a statistical purpose, in what year were you born?
Why does that matter?
No, just for a statistical purpose only, sir. Then no. Believe me, all the answers are completely confidential. No.
Then why would you ask? I don't know. Well, I'm not going to tell you how...
No, no worries, then. We can move on, sir. No worries, okay? It's just a statistical purpose. But are you on anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No, I'm from Santa Monica, though.
Thank you, sir. Now, do you consider yourself to be a white African-American, black Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race? Okay,
thank you.
Your opinion really matters, sir. Okay, and now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off the wrong track, and generally speaking? Can you share your opinion, sir? What do you think, it's going on the right direction or on the wrong track?
Our country?
No, the county.
The county in general, to the best of your knowledge, you know, in general, everything around the county. You think that it's going in the right direction or on the wrong track?
No, it's going in the wrong direction.
Wrong track. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Now, please tell me, sir, which one of these concerns is the most important for you personally in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor? Now, I'm going to read it real quick, and you can pick one. The water policy, the public safety and crime, the inflation and the cost of living, the parental rights and education, the public infrastructure like roads and bridges, or housing affordability. Or homelessness.
They're all on there. What do you mean? Yeah, what's number one? All those issues.
I understand that, sir. They're all very important for the community. But just for the sake of the research, if you have to pick one, sir, so we can move on, will you pick one? Should I record
crime
that as your answer?
Okay. Crime and homelessness.
Okay, I'm going to read the names real quick of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each or one of them as a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion, never heard of that person, just let me know so we can move on. Okay, sir, I appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, Donald Trump, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
A very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Yeah, it's very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. Hey, how about Paul Dictos? Favorable or unfavorable? Or never heard of him?
I know who he is. I don't really know his politics. I've spoken to him.
Understood.
So I'm going to say favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And Steve? I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, sir. Finish your sentence.
Somewhat fine.
Okay. And is Steve Brandow very favorable or unfavorable?
Very.
Favorable? Okay. And Gary Bredefeld, favorable or
unfavorable?
Very. Very favorable.
And who's paying for the survey?
We really had no idea who's paying for it, so we can remain neutral, and we don't influence your opinion or our attitude towards the survey. It can be the state, it can be a university in there, or we had no idea who's paying for it, sir. But how about Mr. Gavin Newsom? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of him?
I think you know the answer. He's very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you, sir. Okay.
He's a terrible.
And Joe Biden.
Terrible.
Very unfavorable also?
Yeah, very.
Okay.
Very, very, very.
Now, sir, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district, let's say they were held today, and the candidate was Gary Bredefeld, a businessman and a city council member, Steve Brandow, a county supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictus, a CPA and county assessor recorder, Aldeon Bordes. From who would you vote if you had to choose today?
Bredefeld. Oh, they're running against each other?
Gary Bredefeld. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, how certain are you that you will vote for Mr. Gary Bredefeld, a businessman council member? Are you very certain, somewhat, or
yeah,
not certain at all?
Yeah,
very.
Very? Crazy. Okay, thank you. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as a county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. And how would you rate the job being done by Mr. Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just very poor.
Excellent.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Now, think again about the March primary. I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. Sir, for each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Okay, here's the first one. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Will you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
No.
Less.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Much less. And a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Same question. Will you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
More likely, very more likely.
Much more likely? Okay, thank you.
Much more likely.
And thank you, sir. And a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And a candidate who's 80 years old. The same question, same option, sir.
Okay, that's a weird question.
It is, but I'm required to read by Ben. You don't have to answer it. If you have no opinion, we can move on, sir.
I have no opinion about that afternoon.
I understand, sir. No, and I understand. Now, sir, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents? Will you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay, sir. And now, a candidate who's a Democrat, much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. And a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. But will you be more likely? And a candidate who served in the military and worked as a medical professional at the Fresno PA. Much more, somewhat less, or much less? to vote for this kind of candidate.
I'm just somewhat more to get past the question. That's a bullshit question. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you real quick statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. Sir, after each one, please tell me if there's a good chance, a fair chance, or a small chance, or no chance at all for you to vote for that candidate. Here's the first one. Mr. Bredfeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against mask mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Now, Bredfeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Now, after hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair, a small chance, or no chance at all, that you will vote for Mr. Gary Bredfeld for county supervisor?
Good
chance.
A good chance, okay. Now, I'm sorry, sir. Steve Brandau currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut the red tape, and lower taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Now, it will be a good chance, first chance, small chance, or no chance at all for you to vote for Mr. Brandau for county supervisor.
They're not running against each other, right?
Good.
There's a good chance.
A good chance, okay. Paul Dictus currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. And he's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayers advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $40 million deficit. Dictus will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing that information, sir, would you say there is a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance at all for you to vote for Mr. Paul Dictus for county supervisor?
Yeah, but who is he going against?
He's a Democrat. He's
not a Democrat. Is he Democrat?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I have reading, so in order not to influence your opinion, and based on what you heard, will be a good chance, fair chance, or a small chance, or no chance?
We're not. It's not to answer the question on Dictus.
Okay, we can move on.
We're
almost done. Now, after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bredfeld, a businessman and city council member, Steve Brandau, county supervisor and businessman, or Bryce Herrera,
we're going with Bredfeld, number one, Brandau, number two.
Yeah.
Let me just finish reading because I'm required to read by Benny just for the quality purpose. And the CPA County Assessor Recorder and Dion Bordes, for who would you vote? You say Mr. Gary Bredfeld, right?
Yes.
Sir, finally, it's just for a statistical purpose only. It's just a few questions so we can finish. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I am a conservative.
Thank you, sir. But in the party affiliation, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you. And will you call...
Go ahead.
Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Okay, and thinking about your political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative? You said very liberal, right? Or somewhat liberal?
Yeah, very liberal.
Very
you
liberal.
You are not.
I'm not
okay.
Progressive. I'm liberal. Liberal means something different, so they're all fucked up in their definitions these days.
Okay.
And, sir, what's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, non-college, postgraduate? Some colleges, including community college, or 4 years.
A graduate, a college graduate.
And thank you, sir. And very kind for taking the time to help me. And are you currently on your home, rent your home, or living with friends and family?
A little bit of both. I live with friends.
But you only
want my
home. Your name? Okay. Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you both. Okay. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you. Bye bye.
This guy doesn't have an option. He has a job to